Welcome to Chaotic Fridays at Fulton High School, the show where we always write our scripts at the last minute. I'm your host, Clover Underwood, and I'm here with
Armando
Lizian.
I'm Henry Lupke.
And I'm Matthew Wolford.
And our special guest,
Taylor Burton.
For the first part of our show, Matthew has some solemn news.
As a follow-up to 2 weeks ago's show, the Subway cup has been removed from the upper window where we thought it was untouchable.
We on the show are all very sad to see it go, and we're all sorry for covering it and then it being removed, and we hope to get to the bottom of what happened to it. And now we'll move on to Lizium with our Chaotic Teacher of the Week, and then we'll have our interview with Miss Burton.
This week's Chaotic Teacher of the Week is Miss Pitu, because she is one of the many favorite teachers among students, and she's a very nice person.
Thank you, Lizium. And now for our interview with school celebrity, Miss Taylor Burton. Today we have 4 or 5 questions for you. First off, what do you do here at Fulton?
I am an English teacher here at Fulton High School. I currently teach English 2. I also teach AP Literature, which is for juniors and seniors. And next semester and in the past, I have a mystery literature class, which is focused on things like true crime or historical stories that have to do with mysteries. And it's usually a pretty interesting topic that the kids usually get into because there's a lot of murder and dark things in there.
Multiple members here on our show have asked me to interview you. How does it feel being such a celebrity here at Fulton High School?
I really don't think I'm that much of a celebrity at Fulton High School. I just think that people know me because I have snacks and people always come to my room. And I think my reputation is that of more of a snack queen. So maybe that's why people know me.
That's possible, but I do know that a lot of students here really enjoy your lessons as well. What do you think about that?
Well, that always feels really great to know that people enjoy all the time and effort you put into your work, and that all the planning I do and staying late after school and working hard to find different things comes across in a good way, and it's good to know that all that hard work is appreciated by people.
Since you're an English teacher, are there any favorite things that you've taught in the last few years? Any favorite books that you've read over in class?
I think anyone that has ever had me for, when I taught The Great Gatsby, and I'm still currently teaching that, knows that that is my favorite book of all time, and it is my favorite book to teach. They all know that I have a huge fictional crush on the character of Jay Gatsby. But also, I just love that book because it has everything in it, from like relationships to murder to wealth, and a lot of drama. And it's just usually a interesting book that students really get into, even though at the beginning they think they wouldn't, because it was written in the 1920s and the language can be kind of hard. So I really like seeing them connect with the text and come through with it, even though it's something difficult, and then to enjoy something that I love.
Did becoming a teacher spawn from something that you just enjoyed teaching, or what led you down the path of becoming a teacher?
So I have always loved reading. I grew up reading books all the time. So I initially thought about being a teacher because I love books and literature. And then as I got older and went into college, I started doing some volunteer work with different places and working with middle school and high school students. And then that's when I really realized that I really enjoyed working with young adults and knew that I definitely wanted to do something with young adults. And so combining two of my favorite things, literature and working with young adults, seemed like it would be the perfect job for me to do.
For our final question, what do you think students could do to get more engaged in their learning?
I think that students have to learn to take accountability for their learning, that they need to realize that we can do so much. We can try to think of really creative things, but if you come in every day with a terrible attitude that you don't want to be here and you're not going to get anything out of it, then you probably won't get anything out of it. So I think just waking up and saying, I know I have to go to school today, I may not be in the best mood, but maybe what is one thing I can try to learn today or take away from today, just to be able to have that accountability piece and realize that we are here to try and help you. and we don't want to force you to be here, but we want you to get the best you can out of your education.
Thank you. That's the last question we had for you. Before we go, is there anything that you'd like to say to the radio?
I just want to thank Clover for being here today, because it's really awesome to be able to see your students doing things that they could do in real life and getting to see different parts of the school. I've seen the radio room before, but I've never actually gotten to talk on the microphones or see how the process actually is for all of this. And it's really neat to see students applying things in practical ways and seeing their passions.
Thank you again for coming into the studio, Miss Burton.
Thank you.
And next we'll have Henry with our chaotic fact of the week.
Did you know that wearing headphones for just an hour a day could increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times?
I did not know that. That's disgusting.
It is indeed.
And now we'll have Lysium with our chaotic debate of the week.
This week's chaotic debate of the week is whether or not students should be required to wear school uniforms. There is kind of a complicated thing between these. Because being able to wear uniforms will depend on how much the uniforms cost or if they're just simple. Me personally, I don't think students should be required to wear uniforms because I believe that they should be able to express themselves freely.
I agree with Lysium, but I think there are some things that make the situation more complicated than how Lysium's making it. A lot of places, there's issues with identification, and a lot of places, there's issues with gangs. So I think that straying away from gang violence is very important, and I think that's one thing that was the reasoning behind the dress code here at Fulton, why we had to wear specific colors, was to make sure that students weren't affiliating with any gangs through their clothing. But I think that now that that's less of an issue, I think it's no longer needed. And then you have to keep in mind that just because we're changing our shirt colors doesn't mean that it's going to completely interrupt students from being able to affiliate with whatever they want. There's different things, shoes, socks. There's always ways to get around the rules.
I think that we should have no dress codes. Because I understand that some studies do find that people with, like, you know, who are stricter on dress codes find it more likely that the person is able to graduate and focus and likely be more disciplined. But besides all that stuff, there's sometimes where people are able to graduate even with excluding the dress code of the color. Because sometimes we want to wear something that's, I guess, my understanding, fashionable or anything that people might like to dress. And it depends on the Knox County School's dress code.
Well, if we're speaking strictly dress code, I believe that with a school uniform, of course we should keep the dress code, but with a school uniform, you wouldn't have as much freedom. I'm talking about like a strict like uniform policy. You know how they would have the male students wear like pants and like a dress shirt, and the female students would wear a skirt and the dress shirt? I don't think that those should exist, but just individual colors is fine, but
I definitely think that some schools take it too far. I do kind of enjoy the way that Fulton works with their dress codes, but I think we could be a little bit more lax on a few things.
I agree with that. Armando, what do you think?
Well, I agree that we should be less strict on the dress code, because sometimes there's people who, you know, want to feel more comfortable in what they dress.
So it sounds like we're all in agreement that schools should have a dress code, but not a specific uniform.
Yes.
Well, since we're all in agreement, I think that concludes our debate. But we'd like to hear from you, our viewers. Please email us at wkcs@knoxschools.org. Now, before we end our show today, here's the president with our chaotic joke of the week.
The man's jaw dropped to the floor. Decapitation.
Thank you for that, and thank you for tuning into our show this week. As always, I'm your host, Clover Underwood, and we'll see you next week. Take it easy, Knoxville.